Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
If you were conscious 60 years ago next Wednesday, you know where you were at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's the moment John F. Kennedy was shot and killed in Dallas, Texas. The event has inspired more books, movies, and conspiracy theories than maybe any assassination in history, and it's never really been solved. A few weeks ago, for instance, a former member of Kennedy's Secret Service detail said he'd found the fatal third bullet that day. It was embedded in the backseat upholstery of the presidential limo, which means the shot had to come from in front of the car, not behind, and thus there were at least two gunmen and not one. All that contradicts the official Warren Commission report. This third bullet disclosure didn't get a lot of attention. That's probably because something else died that day in Dallas. America's faith in its government, its civil servants, and in facts. JFK's murder is the mother of all conspiracy theories. Its children are many. We've had moon landing doubters, 9/11 truthers, anti-vaxxers, and now election deniers. Yet none of those mysteries feeds our paranoia quite like the Kennedy affair. A 2013 Gallup poll found 61% of Americans still distrusted the Warren Commission's findings. Sure, that panel buried some evidence, avoided controversy, ignored some obvious suspects like Cuba, the Soviet Union, right-wing racist tycoons. Still, a subsequent congressional investigation didn't do much better, and the Warren findings have held up as well as any of the alternative versions of the truth. One thing is certain. JFK would be appalled at how sloppy our thinking has become. He read a lot, not just briefing papers, but also newspapers, magazines, scholarly journals, piles of books, thick ones about history, diplomacy, murder mysteries. And if, on the job, the evidence before him contradicted his hunches or the situation on the ground shifted, he'd change his mind. Maybe it's time we did, too. Started reading more widely, holding conspiracy theories to higher standards, not believing something just because it fits our expectations or our politics. The golden days of Camelot and the New Frontier are gone forever. But if there's something to learn from the all-too-brief life of perhaps our most intellectually rigorous president, it is that straight thinking never gets old. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.